Let's open up this evening by singing in our hymnals, page 342. 342, Under His Wings. Yet another song that Brother Paul was playing before the service. Blessing to me, and certainly fitting with our study, our time in God's Word this evening. Praise the Lord. 342, Under His Wings. The first verse of 342.
Under His wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever?
Ago, our brother Andrew Waldfogel stopped by. He'd received a notice from his brother Peter, who's been having some real health issues this past year, and just got some test results back that were not very good. Didn't get a whole lot of details, but just that they were not encouraging, and he contacted us and asked us if we would pray. If we here at Pilgrim Camp would pray for him, for Peter Waldfogel, that the Lord will come, will touch, will undertake for him. We left this morning as we ended our study. The whole nation of God's people were praying for Esther. They remember they were praying and fasting as she prepared to go before the king to intercede for them. Well, here now we have a chance to pray for someone. Let's pray for this dear young man. And well, not young anymore. We all used to be young, but we're not that any longer. But let's pray that the Lord will come. So could we bow our heads? And I don't know how many of you know him, but we're praying for Peter Waldfogel. Let's look to the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we pray. Lord Jesus, come to him, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, you said you wanted your house to be a house of prayer. And we are thankful that this place is known as a house of prayer. I can only think of the times that even our own family, our church, called the camp to ask for prayer for a great need. And so, Lord, we take this very seriously. We take it as a responsibility, but, Lord, we also take it as a privilege, because we are privileged to come before the throne of grace and bring this man, Lord. And so, Lord, we bring our brother Peter before you tonight. Lord, we don't know all the particulars, but we know that he has been suffering for quite some time. Lord, we pray that you will honor his faith, reaching out for prayer. And Lord, we do pray for him. Lord, we bring him, we carry him before the throne. We lay him at the feet of our great King. We thank you that you are a gracious King, and you have bid us to come. You invite us to come. You made the way possible by your Son so that we could come boldly. And so, Lord, we have come. We lay this dear man at your feet. Lord, you know the problems. You know the issues. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too difficult for you. There's nothing beyond your knowing. We thank you, Lord, that even in your greatness, that you are very near to our brother, and we pray that he will feel your presence. We pray that he will be assured that you are there, and that you know, and that you are walking beside him, and that your spirit is within him. And we pray, Lord, that you will touch him. We pray that you will raise him up. We pray for the victories of Calvary to be his. We pray that that resurrection power, Lord, will give life to that mortal body. Where it is weak, Lord, strengthen it. Where things are wrong, Lord, straighten them out. Lord, whatever needs to be done, we commit him to you, Lord Jesus, and we stand with him in faith alongside his family, and we believe that we are going to see the glory of God in our brother. We claim it tonight, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that we can pray, not because of our great faith, but because our faith is in the one who is great. And so we trust you, and we claim the answer to all of these prayers, and all the people of God said together, amen. 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 And if you also are looking to the Lord for a need, whether it be physical or otherwise, as we sing this song, believe that his wings are just going to overshadow you. And he's going to move and part and take care of it. So let's sing the third verse of page 342, Under His Wings.
Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings. Sever. Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Let's sing it again and make sure you personalize it.
Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever. Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Lord Jesus, we praise you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we lift up your name. We glorify you. We glorify you. Yet abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Do I put my trust in thee, O Lord? Do I put my trust in thee, O Lord? Do I put trust, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know we have all had opportunity to trust the Lord. If you've been on the way any length of time at all, you've had opportunity to trust him in a time of trouble. In a time, perhaps, when you needed deliverance or whatever it may have been. Well, that's where we have found our dear Esther, where we've left her. We left her there all day. This morning I mentioned to you, and I don't know if anyone had a chance to look at it, but perhaps you would now, or you may have something else. But I asked you to look at the words of that song, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, and consider some of the qualities, the characteristics of God. If you didn't get one, I know some of you are new today or didn't have a chance to be with us. Mia, would you like to give these out? We sang this song this morning. It's one that has been on my heart for so long concerning the book of Esther that we're studying together. I'll give you a chance to take a look. And as I said, if you have something else, that would be marvelous. But in sort of keeping with our theme this evening, I was wondering if you were Esther, and you were about to go before that great king, knowing that it was guaranteed that you were going to die unless the king held out his scepter to you, is there any particular quality of God in there that would give you solace, that maybe you would cling to for all you were worth? Or perhaps there's a time in your life you'd like to share with us. You had an opportunity to trust God. Give us the Reader's Digest version so I don't have to keep you too late tonight. But we'd love to hear. So come if you have an opportunity. I'll give you a minute to look at it and then I'll start calling on you. I haven't had to do that yet. Praise the Lord. Let's honor. We're honoring him when we do this. Thanks and glory to his name. Praise the Lord. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, earth.
two words keep popping up as I'm looking through it. My eyes keep going back to it. It's in the second verse. If I was Esther, it was thou rulest. It didn't matter what the king was going to do, whether he held out a scepter or whether he didn't hold out his scepter, to me, because the Lord rules.
That's right.
And that's it. That's the end.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Lord, we claim that rule for our dear sister Shelley and her family, and whatever this need may be. Lord, thank you that you are King. You rule. So we just do want to stand in faith with her, and we thank you for this encouragement. Lord, that you rule, you are in charge. We claim it and we thank you. Give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Verse 2 I liked. He was the most blessed, almighty, victorious, in a great name we praise. Mm-hmm. Verse 1, he is only wise, God only.
Yes. Amen.
When we look to him, he will give us the wisdom.
Yes.
Not human wisdom, he'll give us his wisdom when we ask for it.
Amen.
And we see what wine.
I like the line of verse 3 that says, we blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree and wither and perish, but not changes thee. And I guess it's just been a blessing to me that, you know, whatever is going on in my life, whatever my emotions are telling me, you know, that God doesn't change.
No.
And that there's always hope and love in him. And I'm just thankful for that.
Amen.
Amen. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, verse 3 says, the whole life thou givest, both great and small. I mean, the king was the king, but God is the great.
Yes.
And so he's the giver of life.
That's right.
So, if you heard Esther's words, if I perish, I perish.
Yes.
And so I think she really did not take any thought for her life, more for her people than for herself.
Yes.
And this verse just speaks that God is the giver of life. No,
yes.
No one else. Not the king, not his whoever was ruling,
Jesus,
but
yes.
God. And so she was trusting in him.
Yes.
And that verse, I think, is a
yes.
It's a verse that we too could trust.
Amen.
And so what happened? So how does it give us love?
Yes.
We know who we serve.
Thank you, Lord.
The gift of life doesn't end with the gift. That verse continues and says,
yes.
In all life thou livest.
Yes.
Continues
yes.
To live.
Amen. Amen.
The true life of all.
Yes.
Amen. Verse 2 says, nor wanting, nor wasting. I don't know if I've ever looked at that before. But when we're made to wait in circumstances in our life, or maybe in my life, I can think of that time of waiting as a waste. Why am I being made to waste my time? But God doesn't waste. Maybe Esther was tempted to think that if I died, this would be a waste. My life would have been a waste. But she didn't.
Amen.
Verse 1, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. It's amazing that our God is our true God. He's the almighty and victorious God. That means he can do anything.
That's
all
right.
We have to do is ask him. And that is why we praise him, because whatever we pray to him, he'll answer it. He won't just throw it away like it's nothing. He will answer it. That's why we praise him.
Amen.
I think that's one of the reasons why Esther wasn't scared, because she knew that we have an Almighty God, that He knows what's right for His people, and I think that's why she wasn't nervous to also just throw her life away. And as I said before, that her life is meaningless. It's not. God cares about us. God cares about each and every one. That's why he knows how many hairs we have on our head, and so on.
Good. Excellent. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Verse 2, it says, unresting and unhasting. And generally, I associate haste with somebody that's nervous or working frantically to do something. But it says that God's unhasting. He's not nervous. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it all in his good time. And then unresting, he'll never stop working to get his will done. I guess that would be comforting to Esther, because she cared more about God's will being done than saving her own life. So.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Second verse, unresting, unhasting, and silence is light. God's always watching us, and I just find that comforting because God's with me every step of the way.
Yes.
And silence is light. God can work in so many ways that you can't even think of.
Mm.
Even if it requires sacrifice, it's worth it because, like it says here, he's unresting, unhasting. So God's always working in our lives to fulfill his will, and his will is the best.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Some people who are unhasting. You don't often find that in the same person. But we find that we have that in our Lord. He rules in might. Yes, it was about 8-9 years ago when our first child was on the way, and we had always thought that could, Cheryl would stop working and stay home with the kids. But when the time came, I found myself getting very nervous, thinking that, well, up until now, we always had two incomes, and you know, what happens if I lose my job now? It's the only... And I thought, how foolish you are. You say you have faith in God, you trust in God, but all this time, maybe you were trusting in the fact that you had two incomes. And is it really a problem for God? Oh, Andrew, now you only have one income. Now I can't take care of you? I mean, so foolish, right? But the Lord convicted me in that time and said, you know, well, baby, now trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes.
I'm thankful that we can trust him.
Amen. Amen.
amazing how when you go through different life situations, that God always is always there for you no matter what. And you depend on Him for everything. And I like to thank God for not leaving me. And I like to thank God for being who He is and loving me for who I am. And giving me the strength to be the man that He wants me to be.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I feel like the third verse, unresting, unhasting, and violent at light. Our God is powerful, but at the same time, He's always silent. It's not like human. Human, if we have power, we will show power. Yeah, but God is totally different. He's silent. And sometimes, one thing about Esther, she's beautiful, and she attracts a lot of people, but she's a silent. So I think, as a Christian, we should learn to be quiet like God, because He's always silent.
Yes.
So gentle, and I don't know how to describe. That's what we're trying to learn. Yeah, to be a silent Christian.
Amen.
Be more like Him.
Amen. Amen.
One, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Basically, we cannot see God. I mean, when we pray, we don't see Him. And so sometimes people say, why do you pray? Well, when you bow your head and you pray, and, you know, but that is our faith steps in, you know, because He's almighty, victorious, thy greatest name we praise. Okay? So God is almighty and all-powerful. And you just have to believe that when you pray, the Lord will listen. And not, even though you don't see with your eye, you don't see with your eye. But He's there, and
yes.
He's almighty, and He's powerful. He's the Ancient of Days.
Yes.
And He's the most glorious one. So that's why Esther prayed. Can I see her? That's fine. We do our part. We fast, we pray, and we just keep pushing until God answers.
Amen.
God works.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
So many times in life, we think that a lot of catastrophe happens, and things happen to mean to be happen. And we blame God for that. And not being insane and very ignorant too, of thinking of like that. But things will happen for a reason, and we all know we're imperfect. Satan is always ruling, and he will always want to divorce someone, to hurt someone's feeling and bring him down. Because you believe in one sovereign Lord and a whole God and Jesus. So much precious there to us, you know. That sometimes we see that someone cannot stand us because we do the right thing, you know. We're true Christians, we believe in Jesus.
Yes.
You know, we serve the true sovereign God.
Amen.
And that's what it matters with a lot of times when we think differently. You know?
Amen.
Just to have the strong faith. And He'll bring us a long way.
Amen.
That's why we have to have a lot of prayers and supplication and thanksgiving.
That's right.
And a lot of thought about that, you know.
Mm.
It's not just a mere thing that we pray, sit down and close our eyes and we bow.
Mm.
But we have to have a meaning on that.
Mm.
You gotta really believe what we're doing, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You gotta have to believe that we have to open our hearts to Him.
Yes.
And He opens our doors to us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
In verse 3, it says, In all life thou livest, the true life of all. And it says, in all life. And that makes me think that if God is dwelling in the trees and the flowers, the birds of the air, how much more does he want to dwell in me?
Yeah.
How much more would he want to live in me and put his life in me?
Amen. Amen.
The beginning of the second verse, it says, silent is light. And it struck me that light doesn't make a sound, but it has an effect.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So sometimes we don't hear God, but we know that he's working through his light. It's
yes.
illuminating the darkness in whatever situation.
Yes. Amen. Notice that that song is based on 1 Timothy 1:17. Do you know what that is? I know you know. I mean, most of you probably know. You may not be picking it right off. I learned it through a song that we learned at Pilgrim Camp when I was a camper. And it's, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Used to learn to sing that as a round. Anybody know that one? Yeah, if you've been at Pilgrim Camp for as long as I have, you probably know that song. Some of you younger folks may not know that, but unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You guys outdid yourselves this evening. Lord Jesus, what a great God we serve.
Amen.
What a great God we serve. Lord Jesus, help us.